Demand channels. Demand channels include B2B and B2C at a high level. Either type will require a distribution channel and a transaction channel. We address forecasting for various B2B and B2C distribution channels. Distribution versus transaction channels. A distribution channel is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the distribution route from raw materials through consumption, along which products travel toward the consumer. C. Marketing channel. Companies may deliver products directly to their customers, or they may use intermediary companies to distribute some or all of their products. A transaction channel is defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a distribution network that deals with change of ownership of goods and services, including the activities of negotiation, selling, and contracting. While the distribution channel handles the disposition of goods or services, a transaction channel addresses the transfer of funds and ownership between the selling organization and the consumer. Exhibit 3-17 shows distribution and transaction channels for a manufacturer that does not deliver directly to customers. Exhibit 3-17, distribution and transaction channels. Differences relating to bulk and condition between raw materials and finished products influence the design of the entire logistics system, including the location of warehouses and factories. For example, a home improvement retailer may not carry stock of large appliances at retail locations, choosing instead to rely on warehouse storage and a local carrier to fill orders due to the size of the appliances. However, the same retailer will carry stock of smaller tools at their retail location for direct sale to the customer. This decision by the retailer will likely cause differences between the supply chains of the appliance manufacturer and the tool manufacturer, and will affect how the retailer sets up its internal supply chain to stores. Note that both the distribution channel and the transaction channel will also have a reverse logistics role. The distribution channel will need to be able to move return items upstream, while the transaction channel will need to authorize the return as well as move refunds downstream to the intermediate and or final customer. The specific way materials and goods move depends on many factors, including the type and quantity of distribution channels available for use, market characteristics, product characteristics, available modes of transportation, distribution channels. Demand characteristics differ depending on the distribution channel or the method by which a product or service reaches the market. Distribution channels are formed from various echelons in the supply chain that generate demand for products and services. An echelon is a category of the supply chain, such as a distribution center, a distributor, or a retailer. A given supply chain may or may not include a given echelon. While these intermediaries are not the final customer, they are the ones placing resupply orders, and so demand from these sources needs to be taken into account. These sources of demand will aggregate the demand from their downstream supply chain customers. Exhibit 3-18 shows three types of distribution channels. There are many distribution channels. These are generic categories. Exhibit 3-18, direct, exclusive, and complex channels. The differences between each channel shown include the following. The direct/internal channel is often used for transfers to other plants or business units, or for B2B sales. Demand could be for inventory or for ETO or MTO goods. B2C sales typically rely on a network of distribution centers rather than directly shipping from the manufacturer, except perhaps in the case of ETO or MTO goods. Regardless, demand in this case is directly from the customer. In the exclusive and select channel, a distributor is shown placing the orders. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distributor as follows: a business that does not manufacture its own products, but instead purchases and supplies these products to customers, usually from a stock of finished goods inventory. Distributors often have a long-term relationship with specific manufacturers and help them market their products to customers. C. Wholesaler. Similar networks could have a distribution center or other intermediary placing the orders. In the complex channel, demand is from an internally owned distribution center, which is likely directly connected to the manufacturer's master production schedule through a distribution requirements planning module. Exhibit 3-19 illustrates some common distribution channels. Since production is the starting point for each channel, in supplier to customer transactions, the supplier is also a production point. We will start with production and then discuss each of the channels shown in the graphic. We also discuss omni-channel distribution, a sort of all of the above channel. Exhibit 3-19, distribution channels, production. Understanding demand requires understanding the capabilities and limitations of production so you know what is and what isn't feasible or cost-effective. This includes knowing general product volume capabilities, product mixes, costs of regular and customized services, and delivery times, as well as having an understanding of how flexible the system is to change what is being produced and how agile it is to ramp capacity up or down quickly. Production divisions or suppliers may also have administrative support services or information systems that can be leveraged. The forecasting discussed elsewhere is from a production perspective. Note that make-to-stock production will typically forecast inventory and units. Assemble-to-order will typically forecast assemblies using a modular planning, bill of materials, and make-to-order will typically forecast raw material needs. Lean manufacturing may also forecast long lead time raw materials. All of these methods may use long-term forecasting to forecast capacity requirements. One way to produce only what is likely to be needed is to use the P/D ratio. The　P/D ratio is the ratio of production lead time to demand lead time. Production lead time, P time, is the cumulative lead time to source and transform a product. Demand lead time, D time, is the customer's lead time, which is based partly on market expectations and partly on promises made to the customer. Reducing P time, ideally to less than D time, will make it easier to match supply and demand in any production environment. Simplification, standardization, and postponement also can help make P time shorter and forecasts more accurate. Business to consumer. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines business to consumer, B2C, as business conducted between businesses and final consumers, bypassing any third-party entities. It includes traditional brick-and-mortar businesses that may or may not also offer products and services online, as well as businesses that trade exclusively on the internet. B2C includes e-commerce and retail, as well as companies that perform omnichannel distribution, simultaneous management of retail, e-commerce, and other trades such as business-to-business commerce. Since B2C organizations have direct information on consumer sales and returns, forecasting is fairly straightforward. Providing this information to upstream supply chain partners is especially important for any make-to-stock goods. Retail. There are a number of ways the retail distribution channel can get goods from production to the retailer. These include manufacturer's centralized distribution center, retailer's warehouse, OSP/3PL, wholesaler's warehouse, direct delivery through owned vehicles, a carrier, or a parcel service, retailer direct pickup. Use of a manufacturer's centralized DC is still common in the brewing industry, but is otherwise less common now than in the past. Retailers, warehouses, and logistics service providers, LSPS, or third-party logistics, 3PLS, may specialize as consolidation, building store assortments, or break bulk, breaking down full truckloads, etc. into order sizes more suitable for retail use, centers. These are very common methods of retail fulfillment, as they allow for full truckload deliveries to each store. 3PLS also sometimes specialize in one type of trade, such as the garment industry, to further add value. Wholesalers buy in bulk and resell at a discount from what retailers could get from the manufacturer themselves. This price advantage is how they add value in addition to providing consolidated truckloads of multiple manufacturers' goods. They can own their own fleets. Direct delivery to retail is fairly rare, as it is generally done only when full truckloads can be shipped. Retailer pickup is often the only means for smaller retailers to get goods when they order in small quantities and delivery cost would be prohibitive. From a demand management perspective, retail distribution channels need to carefully maintain supplies of inventory in stores. Stockouts and overstocks are both expensive in terms of lost customers or lost profits. For many items, sales now trigger reorders automatically, which helps keep inventory low, but items in stock. Minimizing everyday pricing seems to be the winning pricing model. But even this model has periodic promotions for seasonal events. Communicating any promotions up the chain is critical. It is important to understand which echelon is doing the forecasting for retail products. In a retail setting with thousands of stores, forecasting may be at the DC level since point of sale data can be aggregated from each store, producing a more accurate forecast than if there were instead a series of individual store-level forecasts. Ideally, this aggregate forecast is then shared with upstream echelons. It would be unwise for the manufacturers and suppliers to each make their own demand forecasts. Rather, There should be only one demand forecast that drives sales and operations planning product family rate decisions and master schedule product 1009 decisions.
E-commerce.
E-commerce can also take many forms. The method of ordering is usually the internet, but phone and catalog orders still exist. Delivery can be from any supply chain echelon, from factory direct to retailer direct. The most common form is pure online sales with direct fulfillment from own distribution centers. Usually deliveries are handled by parcel services, but some of these organizations now own fleets in key markets to enable same-day delivery. Grocery delivery services also generally require their own fleet of smaller refrigerated vehicles in addition to their own DCS, or grocery stores. Digital products, of course, can be distributed completely online. Factory direct is usually suitable for direct selling of specialty products that can avoid being stocked in a warehouse while still providing acceptable customer service. E-commerce forecasting may require compensating for the extra long lead times required for global sourcing due to the bottlenecks in ports and canals, for example. Seasonal trends and large sale events, such as Black Friday, also need to be factored into forecasts, as do the similar actions of competitors. Forecasts also need to factor in global differences in tastes and preferences when forecasting regional demand for products or services. Creating good product categories with regional subdivisions can help. It is also important to ensure real-time inventory trends are factored into forecasts. E-commerce already has the advantage of lower overhead when the organization using it does not have retail locations, so it has more flexibility to adjust prices to match changing demand as well as to leverage demand towards surplus items. However, online competitors are just as easy to find, so price or delivery time changes can be done only within a narrow range. Production flexibility can be gained by working with multiple suppliers and arranging direct deliveries when this method is faster and still cost-effective. Centralizing inventory and unevenly distributing slow-selling inventory are ways e-commerce sellers keep inventory minimal but still readily available. Business to business. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines business to business, B2B, as business conducted between two organizations, often via e-commerce. This type of connectivity allows businesses to act as a virtual supply chain management entity in order to reduce costs, improve quality, reduce delivery lead times, and improve due date performance. Some organizations engage only in sales of industrial products. All suppliers of raw materials and components also fit in this category. Either party might arrange for transportation as dictated by economics. For example, while the supplier is usually the one to arrange for shipments to the corporate customer, in some cases, the customer might be able to combine shipments from more than one supplier into a full truckload or container load, in which case a broker may be involved to handle the combined transportation. B2B sellers differ by whether their products are commodities or are specialized. Commodities can sometimes command a slightly higher price when service reliability or faster lead times can be guaranteed, but otherwise prices are market-driven. Specialized products can use price and lead time levers, changing the price or offering longer or shorter lead times to promote demand for items that are in surplus, including substitutes, or rationing demand for items/services that are scarce. Often these products use a make-to-order model, which eliminates the inventory lever. For example, determining how much inventory to hold can result in supply surplus, equilibrium, or shortage, except for component parts. Production and transportation lead times need to be similar to or better than that of the competition when competitors exist. Because this channel is so often made to order, long or medium-term forecasting will be used to forecast capacity, and short-term forecasting will be for long lead time components or raw materials to enable offering competitive lead times. If products are instead engineered to order, custom design, even raw materials will be ordered only after the design is complete. The only type of forecasting will be for critical skills and other types of capacity, for example, whether the organization will have enough firmware engineers for upcoming projects. Organizations may rely on B2B or B2C exclusively or may have demand from both, either for different products or for the same products. For example, roofing materials might be sold to consumers through retail and also to home builders at bulk prices. Supplier to customer. The supplier to customer channel involves the direct shipment of supplier materials to the customer, which could be arranged by the supplier or by an online seller. Suppliers will need to combine forecasts from this demand source with forecasts from other sources, such as B2B and B2C sales. The advantages are that the goods never have to go through the seller's warehouse, and the end consumer may get the item sooner. The consumer might need to pay for the shipping via a parcel service. Computer parts and monitors are examples of situations where this might make sense. B2B customers are an area where removing an echelon from physical distribution may make sense for certain shipments. Service installation. Service installation refers to when a product sale is bundled with its installation. This could be B2B or B2C, for example, sales of solar panels, HVAC systems, or industrial equipment. The service installer acts as the main customer point of contact in the transaction channel for the sale, and as the last point in the distribution channel as they arrange direct delivery to the customer. The service installer also has ability to influence customers using upselling and cross-selling during the installation. When the product is sold, the installation date is part of the negotiation. A service contract may also be part of a bundled sale. The service installer may get the products it installs from a wholesaler, or it might be a manufacturer in its own right, since the sale involves lead times not only for the product component, but also lead times for the service component. Capacity related to availability of installers. Both of these constraints need to be taken into account in order promising and forecasting of orders. Omnichannel distribution. Organizations might select multiple channels and subchannels for distribution of their products. And if all channels need to be available at the same time, this is called omnichannel distribution. With omnichannel distribution, the customer might view and handle the product at a retail store or showroom, shop online for the best price and delivery, and then take delivery of the product at a warehouse. The product pricing and availability information must be easily obtained and consistent across all channels, and the price must be competitive with other online prices to reduce the risk of the customer switching to a competitor partway through the process. Channel selection. The reasons for selecting a particular channel or channels need to be clear, because different channels entail different costs. A key determinant is where the customer expects to find the product and where the possibility of making a sale will be increased. If both retail and internet sales are determined to be necessary, the best distribution channels will be those that can deliver at the lowest cost with the requisite levels of customer service. This may be a combination of sales to various independent organizations. Retail shelf and/or website display prominence may require making closer deals with these organizations or offering them discounts. Channel selection can impact levels of service and cost-related factors such as reliability and on-time delivery. Negotiating minimum order sizes, bulk purchase price breaks, or unit types, for example, pallets, unit loads. Packaging for faster or more organized retail store distribution. Delivery within narrow windows. Minimizing and passing on cost savings in the form of lower prices. Adding more value than cost as perceived by end customers. Being able to quickly communicate relevant information, such as that on service failures, damage reports, inventory levels, and so on.